Lesson 11.4, Establish Your Credibility. The first goal was to build rapport. The second goal is to build your credibility with the client. The trick is to do this in a way that also adds value to the client. Remember, with most clients, you have to set the agenda and earn the right to have an in-depth discussion about their issues. You can't just walk in and immediately ask them 20 questions about their organization. There are three main ways to build your credibility. The first strategy for building your credibility is to share a point of view about the client's industry or function and the challenges your other clients are facing. Think of it as a conversation starter that precedes your describing one or two client examples. This should be very brief. For example, I might say, many of the companies we're working with in your industry are, like you, trying to build fewer, deeper relationships with their own clients. We're typically finding that there are three barriers to achieving these types of trusted partner relationships. First, a reluctance to de-emphasize smaller relationships that have historic significance. Second, a lack of trusted advisor and relationship-building skills on the part of salespeople and account managers. And third, measurement and reward systems that don't support long-term investment in relationships. A second and important way of establishing your credibility is through the questions you ask. A credibility-building question demonstrates your knowledge and experience. It starts with an observation and ends with a question. You might say something like, "Our clients in your industry are responding to low-cost competitors in several different ways. Some are moving to lower their infrastructure costs and shift operations overseas. Others are moving upmarket and leaving the commodity business behind. What's your thinking about this? How would you characterize your response?" Here's another example. "The studies we've done show that there are two main barriers to the internal collaboration that's needed to serve large clients effectively: lack of trust in colleagues and organizational silos or profit centers that impede teamwork across boundaries. Where are you finding it challenging? For you, what's getting in the way of effective teamwork around your key relationships?" A third way of building your credibility is to use short client examples. Let's look at these. A client example should be short, perhaps 70 to 100 words, and it should have three parts: the presenting client issue, how you solve the problem or help the client capture the opportunity, and third, the results. Ideally, your example also highlights how you or your firm did something unique to solve the client's issue. Here's an example of a client example I might use in talking to a prospective client. I might preface the example as follows. "My own work ranges from giving a keynote speech at a conference to working with a client on a sustained program to build and grow their trusted client partnerships. Let me give you an example of the latter." Then I tell the story. "A leading international consulting firm wanted to restore consistent revenue growth in one of its largest geographic markets. Issues included excessive internal focus, a lack of clarity around roles, and a weak client planning process. I worked with this firm's senior management to define and implement four integrated initiatives. These included a series of facilitated forums to share best practices, a redefinition of the role of the client relationship manager, and a new client account planning process. This market went from being last in growth to first for the firm, and the number of $1 million-plus clients who bought multiple service offerings doubled." I walk through that example because I wanted to give you a feeling for how brief these client examples should be. That, for example, was probably less than 1 minute. Client examples are really one of the best ways to describe what you and your company does. They are much more interesting than a brochure or a bunch of PowerPoint slides with lists and statistics. You really need to develop, write down, and yes, memorize 4 or 5 good client examples that will just roll off your tongue. If you don't, you'll take 3 times as long to tell the story, and it won't sound as convincing when you're actually in front of a prospect or a client. Believe me, instead of a crisp 1 minute example that invites the client to ask questions, it'll turn into a 5 minute in-depth description that gives way too much detail about your methodologies and delivery processes. If you think about it, all of these credibility-building strategies involve showing, not telling. Showing is when you share best practices, give examples, and talk about how your other clients are confronting similar challenges. Telling is when you walk the client through a brochure or PowerPoint deck or recite statistics about your organization. In the next lesson, I discuss the next two goals in the sales process: uncover their issues and explore a need.